Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. Central Command and Central Special Operations Command are at the very center of the U.S. fight against terrorism. Those serving at CENTCOM have bravely fought across the theater of war in the Middle East and bravely battled a vicious enemy that has no respect for human life, said President Donald Trump in a recent speech to the Central Command. He expressed the nation's gratitude to all serving overseas, including all of U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan. United States Special Operations Command has dispatched its legendary warriors to the most secret, sensitive, and daring missions in defense of the United States of America. No enemy, said President Trump, stands a chance against our special forces. The president noted that even though U.S. forces are well-trained and well-prepared, ISIS presents a very large challenge. We're up against an enemy that celebrates death and totally worships destruction, said President Trump. ISIS is on a campaign of genocide, committing atrocities across the world. Radical Islamic terrorists are determined to strike our homeland, as they did on 9/11, as they did from Boston to Orlando to San Bernardino. Europe also has suffered catastrophic terrorist attacks in Paris, Nice, Brussels, and Berlin. The United States is delivering a message in a unified voice, said President Trump. To these forces of death and destruction, America and its allies will defeat you. We will defeat them. We will defeat radical Islamic terrorism, and we will not allow it to take root in our country.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.